morning also from my side. Actually, this session will take stock of what has happened in the past, so it will build on the results that were already presented, the preliminary results, and we'll try to look to the future of VET. There will be two presentations. I think there will not be long presentations. I will start by giving the broader picture, setting the scene, I could say, and the different challenges and commitments we have. And then we will move to a specific example, a specific project that tries to contribute to the future developments. So, discussing the future of VET, I think, is the most trendy topic in vocational education and training these days. It is definitely one of the main issues, and we can find in all different fora and events, sessions where we have dedicated presentations or debates on the future of VET. And this is quite common because we are approaching the deadlines that we normally set. The deadline was 2020, and now we have to look to the future deadlines, and the horizon could be 2030 or even further beyond. What we have to take into account is the fact that we are living in interesting times. Interesting, challenging, and in many cases, times that create problems that have to be solved and require quite fast responses. We know that everything is changing. We know that the globalization, the Internet of Things, technological developments in all areas are completely changing the way we were living up to even 5 to 10 years ago. So the key word is change. But although in theory everybody is open to change, in reality I think things are quite different. Aldous Huxley, in his Brave New World, had said that human beings have an infinite tendency to take things for granted. That means, although they are open in relation to the forthcoming changes, in reality they want to stick to what they have. It's part of the human nature. So, although it is quite obvious that we have to change mindset, to change the way we are living in many cases, this is very difficult. It's much easier to say it than to do it. So one of the main objectives is how to persuade people to change, and not only in their personal lives, because the real issue for us is how to persuade people to change the way they conceive learning, they conceive vocational education and training. And this is not a simple task. Because changes, although they have a global dimension, on the other hand, they come closely with problems that have also a global dimension. That means everybody knows that the main factors right now, the main issues that have to have a response are migration, unemployment, global warming, old agers. There are different types of problems that either directly or indirectly finally reach even vocational education and training. And we should not forget that although we are living in one of the most peaceful and advanced places of our planet, still in the European Union we have more than 22 million unemployed. We have approximately 24% of working age population that have not got an upper secondary degree. And also we have 62.8, this is more than 60 million, I could say, low-qualified adults that are not participating in education or in training. These are important problems because, apart from this, we are moving to a society that becomes older. Aging is one of the main issues. Take into account that by 2060, we will have a completely different situation in relation to the ratio between people working and people retired. Right now we have, we can say, 4 working age people corresponding to each person above 65 years old. in 2060, this will become 2-to-1. This will be a huge difference. So the way ahead is long and is steep. And of course, we have many discussions about the modern technologies. We know that 90% of the jobs in the future will require some level of digital skills. 44% of Europeans, that means more or less 170 million people, still do not have basic digital skills. And 40% of European businesses, although they try hard, it's very difficult to find the right ICT persons that could work for them. And still, this is also quite shocking. 65% of children entering primary school will find themselves working in the future when they grow older on occupations that does not exist right now. 65%. This gives a quite different picture in terms of speed and in terms of the way we have to see things in order to address the different types of problems. The main idea behind this slide, the rise of robots, was the excellent work done by CEDEFOP colleagues in Insights number 8 of European Skills and Jobs Survey. There is an article on the rise of machines. And there the focus is on a new disease, which is called technological unemployment. This means that means unemployment due to the discovery of new ways of exploiting economies and to use the labor, but in a way that cannot outrun the pace at which we can find a new use for those that lose the old type of work. So we are coming to a new age, the new age of robots. And it was quite interesting that last Friday in Brussels, there was a strong message during the closing ceremony of the Vet Week. Some of you were there, I definitely remember, because the commissioner, during the award session, was accompanied by a small robot who was inviting participants to come to the stage and get the award. Things are changing in a rapid way. And what is interesting also, it has to do with the way we conceive learning. Because this new world might have implications even to human behavior. There was a very interesting Microsoft Canada study on attention spans. That means how much normally we stay focused on a specific thing we are doing. The human attention span has decreased by 4 seconds in the last 15 years. That means that the average now has become 8 seconds. It is not applied to everything because right now everybody would not follow me but would be somewhere else. And in general, this means that people lose concentration very fast. And I have the goldfish there because this goldfish was supposed to be notorious because the attention span was 9 seconds. Here we have a difference even. We managed to overpass the goldfish. So this doesn't mean, for example, that everything has been destroyed. No. This means that learning is conceived in different ways, and this requires new policies and new practices in order to address the new needs, especially of the young generations that have learned to get this information from different types, different resources, and in different ways. So, don't be to the negative part. We can also say that during these 15 years, due to the modern technologies, people have become more multitasking because technology gives possibilities also to address different types of needs. But this is part also of this broader picture that gives an idea of what we should take into account for our future thoughts. 12 days ago, in Gothenburg, Sweden, there was a social summit where the leaders of the European countries discussed how to transform, among other issues, education as we know it. And it was quite interesting to mention a few basic points that were referred there. Because although the main focus was in education, in reality it covers all types of learning, and you will recognize things that we have been discussing many years right now. So we are moving from a model where had the teachers as lecturers to a model where teachers are becoming coaches and mentors. We are moving from the mass approach, a standardized mass approach to learning, to customized, individualized learning, from discipline-based and focused on the traditional subject and expertise to completely different, competency-based, multidisciplinary, project-based learning, and also with an increased focus on exploiting the digital possibilities. Education actually traditionally was provided by state, sectoral, private actors, even religious actors. But more and more we are moving to a diversification of education, and providers and training partnerships are creating a quite different landscape even in this area. Recruitment was traditionally based on degrees, but the shift now is to recruitment based on skills, talents, and potential. And the remaining areas that were identified by the leaders were education, something we all know very well. Education, of course, is not taking in the early stages of our life, but it, of course, is a learning, it's a lifelong learning process. We are no longer based on blackboard, books, and papers. Now we have whiteboard, digital and virtual reality support, and all the modern facilities. Academic literacy gives room to new forms of literacy, including digital. And also, finally, one additional point is that the lecture-based theoretical passive learning gives to different types of learning. That means experiential, immersive learning, learning through participatory courses, seminars, labs, simulation games. There are different types. It's a completely different environment and a different landscape. This was not to create a fear among us. This was just to show that we have to think different. We have to think out of the box in many cases. I'm moving now back to what we are doing, and we will come to the next presentation that will focus on a specific example of what we are doing to address all these big questions, these big challenges. So, here in SEDEFOB, we are 42 years old. We look and we appreciate what we have done the last 42 years, but we look to the future. We work closely with the European Commission and our tripartite representation, that means with governments and social partners, and we are working with the planning with the horizon for the time being 2020 and even 2021. However, our research activities are also looking far beyond 2020-2021. And also we are happy because we want to exploit what we have done well through all these years, and taking stock of these experiences, these successes, even the failures, to propose to other stakeholders ideas for the future. Just to give you two very positive signals from our work. One has to do with Europass. Just recently, we managed to pass the border of 100 million CVs that were created online. And the second was an award that SEDEFOB Skills Panorama team received just 7 days, 9 days ago in Maastricht because they got the award of a certification of a best practice for the public European Union public sector. So we have a lot of experience. We are working in the right direction, but we know that we also need new ideas. And the new ideas are not only one project, but our intention today is to present you what I at least personally consider the flagship project in relation to the future of VET. It's the changing nature and role of VET. This is a project, 3 years duration, 2015-2018, and I think you will have this year the opportunity to get a closer look to it, and we will also need your support. But I think Anastasia will be the right person to guide you through this new landscape also.